everybody. I'm Mary Cunningham.
And I'm Brenda Foy.
And this is our podcast, Meet the Crew. Every month, we're going to interview someone from the Galway Hooker Sailing Club.
This month's guest is Elizabeth Steed, and you'll soon hear from her accent that she's not a native of our shores. Elizabeth, when did you join the Galway Hooker Club?
I joined in the winter of 2018-2019.
So you were there from the very beginning, I'd say.
Yes, working on the Lovely Anne.
And how did you hear about it?
So we had moved from the States here in the August of 2018. And with the kids starting school and the husband was working, I was trying to figure out what to do with myself and walking the dog a lot. I sort of Instagrammed my way around Galway City, trying to like seeing different storefronts and businesses and trying to follow them. And then I thought, okay, let me get to what I'm interested in outside of the area, what the area offered. And I did some sailing in the States, some yachts sailing. And I thought, okay, let me just Instagram Galway boats and Galway sailing and, you know, Galway water sports and stuff. So there was a social media post, and it turned out from the Galway Hooker Sailing Club, looking for volunteers to help restore. At the time, it was a 137-year-old traditional Galway Hooker fishing boat. And I thought, well, if that's what I have to do to sail one of those, then that is what I'm going to do.
Can I ask you, is there a big difference between the yachts that you would have been on in the States and the hookers?
Oh, very big difference. The crew, the boat layout, the cabins underneath the yachts, where this is all open, kind of open air sailing, more or less. So yeah, very big difference. I enjoy it. It's quieter. There's no outboard motor or anything, but we get our tow from our support boats for the hookers, which is helpful.
So when it came to the restoration of the boats, what did you do, Elizabeth?
I started on the Lovely Anne, and I remember going up to the shed where they were working and not knowing anybody. And I just introduced myself and I said, I'm here to help volunteer. And I was given a quick little walk around and a sander, and I started sanding the parts of the boat. And I got to meet people, and it was really, really nice, good experience. And from then I just kept coming every night that they had it.
So what do you think is the best thing about being in the club?
I love that it's all inclusive. I love that the more experienced people are open, willing, and non-judgmental to show the novices what needs to be done so it can be done correctly and that it doesn't have to be repeated. And I think that it's just a great learning experience all around. And I enjoy that. I enjoy getting into the sanding and getting dirty. My dad and my brothers were very handy. So it was just nice to be around that again.
And tell me, Elizabeth, is there any standout moment you've had?
Oh, there's a few. Besides getting into the boat for the first time, I'd have to say I really enjoyed being a part of the Blessing of the Bay, which I thought that was really interesting tradition. I love that it's been going on, you know, of course, hundreds of years. And it was just neat to be on a boat and seeing it, which I thought was just a thrill. And I liked being a part of on a boat to help escort the new Aran Island ferry out of the Galway docks and escort them out on their maiden voyage. I thought that was really quite special. I participated in the Cong to Galway race, another event that was steeped in history. And it was just fantastic, just great experiences. There's always something going on. And the club is always thinking outside of the box. They're always open to new ideas and experiences. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really good. Is that it for today, Brenda?
Yes, I think so. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. It was great to have that interview and learn more about your background.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's all for now from Meet the Crew. Thanks for listening, and tune in next month to hear another member speak about their experiences with the club.